With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Western Montana's winter is a paradox this year. On the one hand, it's been a season of near-record warmth. On the other, mountain snowpack currently ranges from normal to slightly above normal. Winter, meanwhile, is about to throw another twist our way. Edward O'Brien reports.
According to the National Weather Service, Missoula, Kalispell, and Butte experienced the warmest January in 14 years. Missoula recorded its fourth warmest January on record, Kalispell had its eighth warmest, and Butte the seventh warmest ever. What's more, Missoula so far hasn't had a single sub-zero day. That's happened only twice in 127 years. This is one weird winter. So what's going on? Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Leach.
We had a lot of cold air locked up in Alaska and Canada early on this winter. And when it finally did come out, it moved east of the Continental Divide, you know, out into the rest of the Midwest and off to the east. So we really got missed by most of the cold air and kind of missed our opportunity then at that point to get really cold. And that just had to do with how the overall global scale weather patterns set up this winter.
Leach says climate science is about long-term averages and frequency of extreme events. He and his Weather Service colleagues specialize in short-term weather forecasts, but he's not ready to conclude this mild winter as a sign of global climate change.
I will say there were plenty of places that it wasn't a record high, so, you know, if it's happened in the past, I don't know. Really, we're just focused on the weather, and it was just one event. And it was actually followed by a pretty good cool down, and that is a pattern that we do see in the weather quite a bit, where you'll have to get very warm, and then it's followed by a good cold front, some wind, and a cool down.
Forecasters say starting Wednesday, western Montana valleys could get a sloppy mix of wet snow and rain.
For Missoula, the most likely is going to be around, you know, probably 3 inches of snow, and then, you know, similar amounts down the Bitterroot Valley. But if things slow down a little bit and that cold air, you know, sits in place, we might pick up 6 inches, too. Thursday is really looks like the warmer day, and I think it's very likely that we're going to see a transition to rain.
Some of the region's higher elevations are in for another pounding of heavy snow.
Looking at Wednesday, we have 8 inches forecast at Lookout Pass, but that drops off pretty quick to the east. And then if you head down, look at Lolo Pass, we've got just under a foot forecast there. As you head more into the backcountry, we're looking at a foot of snow pretty easily on Wednesday. And then another, you know, maybe foot to 14 inches on Thursday in the mountains.
Leach says Butte could pick up a few inches of snow on Thursday. Daytime highs will be in the 30s and 40s for the next few days, followed by more scattered snow showers and daytime highs in the 30s. Looks like last weekend's temporary bout of springtime temperatures was just a fleeting mirage. There's plenty more winter ahead of us. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Gallatin County Commissioners voted unanimously today to offer up to 6 weeks of paid parental leave to county employees. It's the second Montana county to offer the benefit. Commissioners cited a need to improve recruitment and retention efforts, decrease the gender wage gap, and set a new local employment standard to the 3-0 approval of the policy. It extends to full-time and part-time county employees who have birthed or adopted a child beginning January 1st of this year. The move comes on the heels of U.S. Congress authorizing 12 weeks of paid family leave for federal workers late last year. Federal and state policies allow up to 12 weeks unpaid leave for pregnancy, childbirth, and parenting. But a State Department of Labor and Industry public opinion survey from 2015 showed roughly 5% of employers offered family or parental leave to all employees. Most Montana businesses didn't offer any. Missoula County adopted a 6-week paid parental leave policy in 2016. I'm Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.